have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Well, let's get to it. Let's get to moving that needle. We want to move that needle. I don't know, I'm not so sure about that after an event last night that I spoke at. We'll talk about that in a minute. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency from the Emerald Coast of Florida. Absolutely beautiful here. I am not a medical doctor. I am a metaphysician. What is that? That's someone that is involved in the division of philosophy called metaphysics. And metaphysics is a division of philosophy that is concerned with the fundamental nature of reality and of being. I've been putting out there over the last couple of weeks, Dr. Kaz, you know, both my sons growing up and to this day, their friends always called him Kaz. That never took with me. It never attached itself to me. I was never Kaz. They were. But my name, being Kuzmina, is interesting because there's a Y in it. And as soon as people see a Y in a name, it gets them all messed up. Just like metaphysics, they get scared of it because there's a Y in it. Anyway, but for what I am doing with my life in these days, looking at cause and effect, I thought, well, Dr. Kaz, well, we got the marketing thing going on with the other famous doctor, although I was here first, I'm a little older than him. And we have a message there of cause and effect. Now, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with all this? Isn't the Genesis Frequency about radical personal transformation and quantum leap goal achievement? Yes, it is. And goal achievement is all about cause and effect. We have to take 100% responsibility for our lives, for the results that we see showing up in our lives. So we're being at cause. We're being at cause with our choices, with our decisions, with our attitudes, with what we're thinking, the feelings that we're attaching to those thoughts, those creative ideas. That's all part of being at cause. Cause and effect. That's why we see people that spend all their time, all their thinking with thoughts of worry, doubt, fear, experiencing the effect of that worry, doubt, and fear, making itself manifest, showing up in their lives as the results, as the conditions, as the situations, as the circumstances they're experiencing. So the first thing we do, the first thing I always talk about is, what are you thinking? Most of the time I can tell what you're thinking because I can look at your results and know what's going on in your mind. Because what you think about, you bring about. Our dominant thoughts will clothe themselves, whether they're feared or revered. I believe that's from Carnegie. Whether they're feared or revered, your dominant thoughts will clothe themselves in the reality of form. So it all starts with realizing that you get to choose to be at cause in your life. You are at cause for the effect that you're seeing. It's a good way to remember Dr. Kaz, and it's a good way to remember the basics of this creative process that we're all involved in, whether you realize it or not. You're participating in it. If you don't listen to this body material, that's fine. If you don't read personal development books, that's fine. If you don't read any self-help literature, that's fine. But make no mistake, whether you do or you don't, you are participating with cause and effect. There is a source for everything. There's a source for us, for our life. That source with a capital S, call it what you will. But for the results you're seeing in your life, there is a cause for that. And it all starts with our thoughts. I mentioned when I started the episode this morning that, I don't know, maybe it's time to back up a little bit. And I really believe that. I spoke at a networking event last night. I only had about 10 to 12 minutes, so it was a brief talk, but I opened it with asking people about goals and dreams. Show of hands, how many people have big dream goals? There was about 30, maybe 40 in the room. One hand went up. Now, this networking event was with small business owners. One hand went up that says, I have a big dream goal. Then I said, let's forget the big dream goal. How many have goals? And I think one or two or more hands went up. And I was, whenever I do this, I'm just shocked. There's no one has an aspiration for something more than what they're experiencing now. Why are you at the networking event? You want something more, right? Isn't that why we go to a networking event? We want to network with other individuals that perhaps are working on growing their business, right? You want something, so you obviously don't have it all, right? And you'd be on Bora Bora or somewhere like that, just, you know, kicking back. I don't know. But the point is, this was a representation of the business community, and one out of 30 or 40, doesn't even matter if it was one out of 10, only one person raised their hand and says, I have a big dream goal. And then only a couple said they even had goals. And this is what we find over and over and over again. People don't have goals. And you want to take you want to lower that percentage even further. Those ones that have goals, not one of them had them written down. Nobody had them written down. People don't do this. They don't write down their goals. They don't think about their dreams. They reject the big dream goals because they don't think it's possible for their lives. So they reject it. Or somebody told them, oh, well, you get your head out of, you know, you're dreaming. You know, that's never going to happen. How are you going to do that? Well, you don't have to know how, number one. But we're just conditioned to reject those big dream goals as not possible for ourselves. So you look at this little representation of the business community, the small business community, without even a goal. How are you going to get from where you are to where you want to be if you don't know where you're going? That's like getting in the car, family vacation. You got the kids ready, mom and dad are finally ready, the house is buttoned up, you know, you got the mail stopped, you got everything secure in the house how you want it, so it's good when you come back, everything's nice and safe, you stop the newspaper, the neighbor's going to water your lawn and your plants and all that, you're good, you're going to go on vacation, you got 10 days off, and you are on the road. You've been looking forward to this for so long, and you get in the car and you got the kids in the back seat, they're already saying, are we there yet? And then you look over at your partner and you say, well, where do you want to go? Where are we going? I don't know. You know, you led up to this event, we're going on vacation, but you never set a destination. What is the destination? You made no decision? Well, that's what's happening in our lives and in our businesses when we don't decide. Well, first of all, we have to determine, where are we? Where are we along this path? And where do we want to be? What kind of growth do we expect, both personally and professionally. What do we want to move into our field of experience? And people just have such a hard time deciding. And I really struggled with this for a long time. You know, I got to raise my hand too, making that decision. And there are so many good quotes out there on decision, because make no mistake, indecision, not deciding, is a decision. You're deciding by default. You're one of those that walks around and say, well, these are the cards that I've been dealt. This is, you know, there's the luck of the draw. I got the short end of the stick. You get to deal your own cards. You get to determine how long that stick is. You get to determine what your pot of gold is at the end of the rainbow. You get to define it. Every last detail of it. Time doesn't wait. Indecision will only let opportunities slip by. Pick a path, pick a goal, pick a dream, and walk confidently with your heart behind every single step. You have to decide. Sit down. Let's go all the way back to my first or second episode. What do you want? What do you want in your business? What do you want in your personal life? Have a big dream goal. Have goals in your life. Have something that you're shooting for. But make a decision. Make a decision that you're just going to do this. If you're listening to this and we're 12 minutes in, you're either deciding that, yeah, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this now, or you're not. And you know what? If you don't do it in the next 3 days, you probably won't. You go back to being one of the herd, one of the unconscious competents, just moving through life, deciding by default, standing in your puddle of situation and circumstances, looking at your results and saying, how did this happen? Because you didn't want to think a new thought. You didn't want to set a goal. You didn't want to decide. You didn't want to think about your dream, your wish, your hope, your desire, your aspiration. You think about it when you're standing in line to buy that Mega Millions or that Powerball ticket when it's up to $500 million. You're thinking about it then. I guarantee it you are. So make a decision to do this for yourself. Decide what you want to see in your life. What do you want to see show up in your life? What do you want to see show up by the end of this year? You got to make bold decisions. One of my favorite quotes by W.H. Murray. He actually quotes Goethe, which in this quote, he says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves to. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen events, meetings, and material assistance, which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. It says, whatever you can do, or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Where's your magic? Your magic is in your mind. It's time to take matters into your own mind. We have to start there. You know, my wife and I and our company, Success Ocean International, we offer free consultations to individuals looking to move their big dream into their life as a reality. And often we'll start with individuals. They'll come to us and they'll say, well, I don't know what I want. And we give them tools like the passion test and other tools to help them really drill down to uncover what really has to be in their field of experience for them to feel like they're living a life fulfilled and a life of joy. But so many just don't know. They don't know. Again, go back to standing in line for that lottery ticket. You know, then, what do you want? Pick something. We work on the big C-type goals. C-type goals are the goals that you have no idea how it could possibly happen in your life. A-type goals are, you already know how to do it. You've done it before. You know how to do it. It's just something that's on the to-do list. I want to get a new car. Well, you probably got a new car before. You know how to do that. It's something you want, but it's not. It doesn't stretch you. You already know how to do it. A B-type goal is those goals that, you think that could possibly happen in your life. You can connect. It's the old SMART way of setting goals. It's measurable, achievable, realistic. Forget that. Throw that out the window. That's an old model that we don't even deal with. But that B-type goal is the one that you connect all the dots. You figure if you put the pieces to the puzzle together, you can get there. The C-type goals, you have no idea how. In fact, you think about it, it scares the bejesus out of you. It's the big one. The big one. But your world will change. That's where the magic happens. When you make a decision and you commit to going after it. You write it down. You write it down in the present tense. You look at that goal every single day. And you move forward in a positive direction. That's the ideal time to call one of us and have that free consultation. But I think you get the idea. There's a big wake-up call again every time I speak. When I ask for hands to go up, who's got a goal? Who's got a dream? And people just sit there, yet they're there because they want something. Don't you have a goal or a dream to grow your business? And right away we move, and I use the comparison, the analogy with the lottery ticket, but we always move right to time and money freedom. But what about in relationships? Whether it's an intimate romantic relationship looking for that significant other, or maybe it's an improved relationship within your family, a big dream goal, or maybe you want to have a big family reunion. Maybe it's something about relationships, or maybe you want to start your own networking group that's based on some of these principles that are rooted and grounded in truth. What about that? What about big dream goals when it comes to your health, your physical condition, your physical body? It's time to take a look at every area of your life and decide, what kind of results do you want to see? Look at the results you're getting right now. If you think, oh, well, none of that's for me. Well, you're participating with this anyway. So why not create the life you would love to live? Look at your results. I talk to people all the time, people that I've talked to before, that give me the same answer that they gave me 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Well, I'm not really sure what I want. You know, I've been thinking about it. I think I'm getting closer. My goodness, 5 years has gone by. Make a decision. Pick a goal. Pick a dream. Go after it. You can change it later on. But as you grow, you will change it. As you move up the mountain, the vantage point changes. Yeah, you'll see different things. But my goodness, to be in the same spot 5 years later, 3 years later, a year later, standing in the same puddle of results you got 12 months ago is absolutely ridiculous. It's time to live the life you would love to live. Can you tell I'm a little bit passionate about this? Please, give us a call. Let's talk about it. Let's get you unstuck. Let's get you out of the results. The worst thing you can do is keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. You're going to get more of the same unless you change the way that you think. You can be, do, and have it all when you decide that you're going to be, do, and have it all. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, Dr. Cause and Effect, saying thank you so much for listening to my show, The Genesis Frequency. Thank you for leaving a comment, for sharing, for liking, for doing all that fun stuff. And thanks for tuning in every day. I really appreciate it. Until next time, have an infinitely spectacular day.